Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening across Israel tonight. Clear skies blanket Jerusalem, making for a pleasant night. Tel Aviv is cooler, but still inviting for a stroll along the beach. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze off the Mediterranean. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Netanyahu has ordered tougher measures in the West Bank following a deadly terror attack that killed two. Also earlier today, JNS reports the IDF announced a major operation in Samaria. This follows a terror attack that left an Israeli security volunteer dead and two others wounded. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that hundreds attended the funeral of Binyahu Melt, a member of the Havat Gilad emergency response team, killed in the Samaria attack. Separately, Israel Hayom reports incidents of violence by Jews in Samaria following the shooting attack that resulted in the deaths of Major Yuval Ezra and Reserve Sergeant Binyahu Malt. And finally, from I-24 News, Netanyahu is set to attend Lindsey Graham's funeral and meet Trump in Washington on Tuesday. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24 reports, just minutes ago, the Jordanian asylum seeker Mustafa Alambaydin has been jailed for 2.5 years after a violent attack in Bournemouth, UK. This attack followed a confrontation about his behavior towards a woman. Ynet Global shared earlier today that hundreds gathered for the funeral of Binyahu Melt, highlighting emotional tributes from his family. Middle East 24 notes that Brent crude prices have surged to $10 a barrel amid escalating Gulf attacks, raising concerns over energy supply disruptions. Now for more on those stories, starting with the recent measures in the West Bank. The Jerusalem Post details Prime Minister Netanyahu's determination to crack down on terrorism in Judea and Samaria. This comes after two individuals lost their lives in a recent terror attack. These actions aim to restore security and prevent further violence in the region. Turning to the IDF's response, JNS reports that the military is reinforcing troops and delaying leaves in Samaria. Nine suspects have been arrested in connection with the attack near Havaji. This heightened military presence is intended to deter further threats and ensure safety for residents. Meanwhile, the emotional farewell for Binyahu Melt, as Ynet describes, saw a community in mourning. His role in the emergency response team at Havat Gilad was vital. The gathering of hundreds at his funeral underscores the deep impact of his loss on the community. In related developments, Israel Hayom notes reports of violence by Jews in Samaria following the attack. Tensions remain high as these incidents unfold. The cycle of violence highlights the ongoing challenges in achieving peace. Finally, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu's upcoming visit to Washington will include attending Lindsey Graham's funeral and meeting with Trump. This visit could influence diplomatic ties and future collaborations between the U.S. and Israel. In financial news, first, the First International Bank faces internal conflict. Globes reports that middle managers are resisting pressure for voluntary retirement amid soaring senior management bonuses. This standoff reflects broader tensions within the banking sector. Separately, CTEC reveals that Monday.com is undergoing mass layoffs. The company is restructuring around AI, signaling a shift in the software industry as traditional growth models face scrutiny. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a new trend. Discarded electronics are becoming urban mines rich with metals needed for AI and electric technologies. This underscores the importance of recycling in the tech industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.